Washington's chief of public schools is worried that students are not learning enough about computers and technology. The state legislature has added a computer literacy to basic education requirements, but no one's making sure that students meet the goals. Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn wants schools to prove it. He's asking the legislature to require that students show computer proficiency before they graduate.
All other subjects, we require that in art, in social studies, in reading, in writing, in math, in science. We require that. This has been added to our goals, so you have to show us that your students graduating from high school have that 21st century education, which the four goals are supposed to cover.
What do you mean by computer literacy?
Well, computer literacy could be a number of things, that you have the skill level to operate a computer, communicate with people on a computer. Social media could be part of it in today's world. It could be all the way to the level of having competency in Word and PowerPoint. We would set the guidelines and standards, and you show us if they meet it or not. And I think it's a good checkmark, because in today's world, I think computer literacy is a skill right along with reading, writing, and math and science.
What are students missing today in terms of computer literacy?
Well, I see in some schools where some students aren't required to do assignments, even on technology. There are some schools that still just allow students to turn in papers, handwritten. And I believe that the reason why I hear from those schools is not every kid has a device at home. They don't have access. And to me, that's no excuse. That's the time where we should have checkout for devices, or we should have extra time, extra buses, because literally without technology, you're just going to be at such a huge disadvantage. And so schools are the great equalizer. Education is a great equalizer. But just education of a student today doesn't meet the 21st century. You have to have this digital education also.
What's your proposal for how to measure computer literacy?
We have guidelines, and we have our own assessment also. So districts could use our assessment in the classroom if they wanted to, or they can use their own. So there is a measure of a basic understanding of the computer and some basic standards that you can meet. And I've looked at it. It doesn't look that difficult, and it kind of has a checklist of things for the students to do.
Randy Dorn is the state superintendent of instruction, and we're talking about computer literacy, something he thinks the state could do a better job of when it comes to schools. Now, there's a lot of pressure on the legislature to put more money into lots of things in basic education. You've been around Olympia for a while, Randy Dorn. Realistically, do you think you're going to get this through this year?
Realistically, I believe it's the right thing to do. Realistically, I believe our kids, without having computer technology, digital technology, are not getting a 21st century education. So the paramount duty of the state is to meet that. If the legislature does not meet that, I believe they're not fulfilling their oath of office, and I believe the Supreme Court will say, you didn't do enough. You need to come back and pass a budget that meets the needs of students. So I'm optimistic.
State Superintendent of Public Instruction Randy Dorn. Producer Hannah Byrne went to a nearby high school to see what students think about taking a computer literacy assessment test before they graduate.
Being able to read and write is more important than being able to use technology.
I think that's a good thing, because I think like you're going to need those skills later. So as long as they're teaching it as well as having a test, then it's kind of a nice thing.
Sounds awful, probably, because I don't know anything beyond how to open Word documents and type an essay.
When you use technology, it's less personal, because you don't really get to express yourself as well, because handwriting is a very personal thing for me.
Do you think that, just you personally though, do you feel like you're computer literate, like you have enough computer skills?
Yes, definitely. I took typing classes in elementary school. It was required for us.
Yes. I use computers every day.
Most of my teachers, I feel like I'd be like a tiny step above them.
Not all the teachers use technology. Like, one kid put a piece of paper in front of a teacher's computer screen and she thought her computer was broken. So
whether it's better teachers or more supplies, it remains to be seen whether Randy Dorn's proposal will pass. The Office of the Superintendent of Public Instruction, his office, has asked the legislature to provide about $140 million more for school computers over the next 2 years. This is The Record.